Chapter 2. Winter Without Johnny. Winter arrived, and the days were dark and cold. It was the worst winter in many years. It was dangerous to travel, so I stayed at home. The noisy wind and rain woke me at night. I lit a fire to warm the house, but it was empty without Johnny. One snowy morning, I thought, I can't stay in this quiet house anymore. I'll go and visit the McKinnons. It was impossible to see the familiar road under the snow. I began to feel lost and frightened. Often I fell, and it was hard to stand. I had snow in my eyes, ears, and boots. What am I doing here? I thought. This place is not paradise. It's the end of the world. I stayed under a tree and waited for the storm to finish. Okay, I can continue on my way now. Finally, I arrived at the McKinnons' house. I was happy to see my friends, and they welcomed me with smiles. Morag served delicious scones and cakes. There was always homemade jam and hot, strong tea at their house. We sat by the fire and talked about our lives and families. Life in this remote part of Scotland suddenly felt very good again. It's nice and comfortable here.
Why did you go out in this terrible weather?
Callum asked.
Are you lonely in your house? Maybe it's time to replace Johnny.
No, not yet. Maybe another animal, but not a dog. I still miss Johnny, I replied. And for some time, I didn't think about it any more.